There's chaos in the darkroom as Roy Mallard meets the photographer.
Winchester, this is Winchester. The train now standing on platform 2 is the Southwest train shuttle service to Southampton only. Calling at Eastleigh only, Southampton Parkway only, and Southampton only. Customers for engineering works to Southampton should change at Eastleigh and travel in the front 4 bus service to Woking, where this train will devises only.
Sociologists and economists often point to Winchester, unless they're already in Winchester, obviously, as one of the most affluent areas in the country. Although surrounded by gently undulating Hampshire motorways, it is in fact only 75 miles from London by rail, with the new train operator pledging to reduce that to under 50 miles for business travellers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Would you like me to arrange some help, please?
Help? I mean, what with?
Well, just help.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you know, thank you.
You're being met, are you?
Yes, I am, yes. What do you mean?
There's an air of professional middle-classness about the whole place, and so thriving is the city's popularity that for every person who commutes into London each day for work, there's at least one other who does as well. But I've come here to meet someone whose life choices have taken him in a direction altogether less conventionally... altogether less conventionally.
It's not Roy Mallard, is it?
Yes, it is, yes.
It is?
Yes, hello, you must be...
Are you sure?
Hello, yes. Born?
Blimey, it must have been one hell of a journey.
No, it was fine, really, yes, excellent. Why?
Nothing.
Vaughan Richards is a photographer. Until 6 years ago, he had a safe and reasonably well-paid job in the planning department of Hampshire County Council, where his main responsibility was to plan the future. But as time passed, he found himself thinking more and more frequently about exactly where his wife was going. Feelings that were brought into sharp focus by other events in his personal life around that time, including the sad loss of his hair.
I don't actually carry a camera with me all the time, but I suppose I now see the world around me as a photograph waiting to happen. It always was, of course, but now it's me that's going to compose the shot and push the shutter button.
Right, yes. Really good. You've got your lens cap off now. I mean, you know, you've got your... got your aperture fully...
Basically, it's a feeling of empowerment.
Right, yes. Good.
Vaughan's passion for photography has been with him ever since his 15th birthday, when his parents gave him a new photograph as a present. But it wasn't until he was 40 that he finally decided to take the risk of making it his professional life, accepting the county council's offer of compulsory redundancy, and using the money to convert the loft of his Victorian house into a loft conversion, complete with studio, darkroom, and optional fire escape.
Yeah, I'm lucky in the sense that I've found what I should be doing. I'm still young.
Are you? Well, of course, yeah.
No, it's very exciting. I mean, I don't know how old you are.
No.
No, but it's great to feel that your life's only just starting and anything's possible, isn't it?
Hello. You're nice, aren't you? Nice and fancy and sort of...
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's a dog.
Oh, right. Yes.
Mum,
yes.
What's the matter with that man?
Don't swear.
The thing about what I do now is that every day is different. If you were to ask me what I'm doing next week, I don't know yet with so much happening.
Really? Isn't that unsettling?
Well, I don't even know that yet.
Gosh, that is
I hope
very...
you like your coffee strong.
Oh, yes, lovely. So did you always...
I mean, it says 3 scoops on the packet, but I just sort of chuck a big heap of it in by eye.
Right, yeah. Well, it certainly sounds pretty, yeah. So, did you always specialise in taking photographs of people, or is that something that you came to gradually?
Well, in the early days, I was fascinated by the technology itself, you know, the cameras, lenses, filters, and of course that had an effect on my style.
Right, and what sort of things were you taking photographs of at that time?
Cameras, lenses, filters.
Right, I see.
But then I came to realise...
Does that always move around like that?
Yeah, it does a bit. I think it needs de-sludging. I mean, I stick acid down it for a pass.
Do you?
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, then I came to realise that a camera on its own is a pretty useless piece of equipment.
Right, yes, you need to have some film in it. Otherwise,
a camera is nothing without an eye.
Right, right. And so does that change the type of subject you tended to?
So then I became a specialist eye photographer.
Right, yes, I see.
But of course, for the same logic, eyes by themselves.
Oh, look, it's come to the end of its, well, the end of its lead, really.
By the same logic, eyes by themselves are useless.
Yes.
Behind every single eye is a person looking through it.
Right.
Wait.
Well, I mean, not behind every single eye, surely, but I mean behind every double eye, you know, every other eye, every two.
There we go.
Thank you.
Would you like milk?
Oh, yes, I think I would, please.
Okay. Just say when. So anyway, from there, it was an obvious progression to portrait photography.
Was there? Yes. Well, of course there was, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
In other words, people with eyes.
Yes, good, good.
Enough?
No more, please.
How's that?
A bit more.
Right.
Still more, please.
By moving the original stairs into the airing cupboard, knocking the existing bathroom into one, and then turning empty space through 90 degrees.
Right, I see. Did you do all that yourself?
No, I'm very lucky. I've got a friend who specialises in being an architect.
Really?
Yeah, and he agreed to do it in exchange for some money.
Oh, that is lucky, yes.
So, here we are. This is where it all happens.
Right, I see, yes.
For a photographer, light is as vital an element as sound is to a blind person, and Vaughan's large studio is virtually flooded with air, thanks to two large skylight windows set into each roof of the ceiling.
Lovely space, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to have that brought in.
Really? That's very interesting.
It's a room with a sense of an event waiting to happen. At one end, there's an area reminiscent of a miniature stage, complete with backdrop, lights of different shapes and sizes, apparently standing where they'd been left, in fact, certainly standing where they'd been left, and intriguing props, such as a half-eaten jar of coffee and a fire extinguisher. At the other end is a trestle table, full of photographer's paraphernalia, like cameras, lenses, and different types of ashtrays.
I'm interested in faces with non-standard features.
Yes.
I mean, I just thought this guy's ears were amazing.
Yes, they're... Where are they, actually?
Here, look.
Oh, yes.
And here.
Oh, yes.
Vaughan has just updated his portfolio of work by adding some more recent dates to it. And as he took me through it, I asked him to explain the background to some of the photographs.
This is a wall.
Right, yes. So
and this is, it was some kind of tree, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I noticed you work in black and white a lot.
That guy really was black.
Right, really. But you prefer that to working in colour?
Yeah, I do, really. It's just a purer form. It forces the eye to concentrate on things like, you know...
Ears.
Things like form and shape. This was a studio session I did a few weeks ago.
Right.
Black and white can give an image a classical feel. These are mostly tight hedge funds.
Yeah, well, he looks quite tense.
Sorry?
Was this someone you know?
No, I used a model.
Right, very, very realistic.
Yes, I asked him not to shave.
Right. So as a freelance, people hire you to... take their pictures, or do you sell your work to magazines?
Well, I do straightforward portrait work as a way of paying the bills.
Right.
But obviously I also get permission to do features, right. Which is much more what I'm about, really. I'm more of a chance to express myself.
Right, I see.
I've just done quite a big spread for Farmers Weekly.
Really, what, on tractors and sort of...
No, farmers.
Right, yes, of course. So when someone comes to a professional photographer and have the photograph taken, what exactly are they paying for?
Well, obviously they're paying for a certain amount of technical expertise, equipment and so on, but in the end, anyone can buy that for themselves.
Right.
A good photographer should be able to find out who you are within, say, half an hour of meeting you.
Really? Half an hour?
And then finding a way of persuading you to show that person to the camera, even though you may not be aware that that's what you're doing.
Right, that's interesting. So how do you go about that process of getting round the... What?
Have you ever had your photograph taken properly?
No, I don't really.
What sort of music do you like?
I don't. I mean, I never look very good, you know, visually.
Despite his hectic schedule, Vaughan had decided categorically that the best way of explaining the process involved in his work was through practical demonstration, with me as the patient.
Okay, that's not bad. That's quite nice.
Right, good. Well, thank you very much.
You're still looking very stiff, though.
Oh, dear.
Just try dropping your shoulders.
Dropping them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear. No.
Nice grain on these floorboards. Is that original, or did you have to get it?
Just an idea. How would it be if you... forget the shoulders.
Okay.
How would it...
Actually, I'm quite stiff now.
How would it be if you lost your glasses?
Take them off?
Yeah, it's quite surprising sometimes what can happen.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you put them back on?
Okay.
Whilst we're thinking about this, I'm starting to get a bit of a problem with glare on your nose.
Yes, so am I.
Just get a bit of powder on that for you.
Powder?
Yeah, it gets a bit hot with the light.
Yes, so you can't adjust for that by using the... by using a less shiny film or, you know, hot angle filter.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, but it might be an idea to keep your mouth closed for a moment.
Yeah, sorry.
It's just ordinary powder, but I don't think it tastes all that wonderful.
No, it doesn't.
It's curious, you know, some blokes get quite funny about this.
Hmm.
You wouldn't think it was the 90s, would you?
Hmm.
Right, that should do it.
Thank you.
Okay, tell you what, why don't we get you standing up and see what happens then?
Okay.
Yeah, lose the chair.
Right.
Are those clothes your own, or do you only wear them for, you know, radio?
No, they're mine.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. It's unusual, this, but I think I'm going to try less lighting.
Okay.
Working without artificial light or flash, and therefore with a slower depth of lens speed, Vaughan had some shots he was satisfied with in fewer than 5 rolls of film. The next step was to go into the darkroom, where I was to see, or to get the sense of a feeling for the process of processing.
This is the most tricky bit, really.
Really? Yes, what it sounds like.
It's the one stage where it's crucial that there's absolutely no light of any kind.
Right. What are you doing?
What I'm doing is peeling off the back of the film and then transferring the film from its cartridge onto... From its cartridge onto this...
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
Onto this spool, which will then go into the developing tank.
Right. And where's that?
It's just here on the shelf in front of me.
Ah.
I'm pointing to it.
Good.
And once the film is in the developing tank and the lid's on, we're okay, because it's light and tight.
Right, you see. I mean, I understand.
And then onto the tank goes this plastic cone, which I keep over... Where is it? Ah, here we are.
That's not it, actually.
Oh, right, sorry. I'm going to put it...
Shall I...
Do you want to just move to your left a bit?
Right. I'm quite sure where my left is.
Oh, here we are. This is it. Right. And this has a tiny hole through which I can pour in the developer and then begin agitating.
Right. I'll just go and wait outside whilst you agitate.
It's just a question of gently shaking the tank so that the film inside gets evenly washed by the developer.
Right.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to concentrate.
Okay.
Just whilst I'm feeding the film onto the... There is actually a stool behind you if you want to sit down.
Is there? Oh, okay.
I'm careful as you...
Oh dear, sorry.
No.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. Have I...
You just knocked my hand as
oh
you...
Oh no.
The film's on the floor somewhere, but I think we'll be okay if I just very gently...
Shall I help you look? I mean, feel the...
Ooh. Wow.
Sorry. Are you all right? I'm sorry.
Was that your head?
Yes, it was, yes. Ow.
Bloody hell.
Was it yours?
Yeah.
You're lucky they're both so hard, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait a minute.
Look, I'll find the film with you. Just...
I found the stool.
Well, if you just sit on it and stay where you are for a moment.
Right.
Okay. I think we're going to be all right. I think I've got it.
Good. Oh. That's some... It's interesting.
What?
I think some things... My clothes are a bit...
A bit what?
Well, they're a bit sort of wet.
Wet?
Yeah. I think it must be coming from something up on this, Oh, yes, I can feel it. It feels like it's a plastic sort of bottle. It's got knots.
Where is it?
On a sort of shelf.
Which shelf?
This one. This one.
Right. And it's on your clothes?
Yes, I think so. A bit. Yes. Yes, it is. What?
I think that's developing fluid.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, it's not much. It'll dry quite quickly, won't it?
Yeah, probably.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm looking for a really good quality medium format lens.
Yeah, when you say good quality...
Well, professional standard.
Oh, right, okay. What sort of price range are you thinking of?
Oh, I don't know, 500, 6.
Very funny.
Sorry?
There can be few professions outside artificial insemination and parachuting where equipment is as crucial as it is for a photographer. And at the very front of any camera is the lens. For a while now, Vaughan has felt that he's been held back, creatively and commercially, by his current lens, which is only 140mm long. And he's decided that the time has come to invest in his own talent.
I mean, I could sell you rubbish if that's what you want. You're a customer.
No, no.
I mean, look, this lens here, that's limiter, 850 quid.
800?
Now, you go to a high street shop, some 17-year-old with a nylon shirt and spots, probably is quite excited about selling you this. But rubbish.
Is it?
It's practically useless. Might as well use the thick end of a milk bottle.
So, I mean,
look at this one. Technica Series 3. 900 quid. It looks like quite a nice lens.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Junk.
Really?
Chinese made. I mean, look, I've got nothing against the Chinese. They really know their way around rocket launches and tanks and things, but basically decent quality cling film would be just as effective as this.
I mean,
I'll sell it to you happily. That's the sort of thing I mean, it's even got quite a nice box with it, look.
Oh, that is nice, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're the customer, you're always right. 900 quid for me.
But I mean, so you know,
what sort of output to you am I to you?
What sort of lens would you use?
You feeling all right? You're looking as pale as death.
No, it's all right, it's just powder.
Right.
What sort of lens would you
use? Me? Well, I'm different. I'm probably the last person to ask. I mean, I like stuff that works.
What would you recommend?
Right. Hang on a sec.
This is why I never use a big chain store.
Right. Why?
This guy really knows his stuff.
Does he? Good.
Well, that's
got a great chin and jawline too.
Yes, has he?
Haven't you noticed?
Well, I mean, I'd like to.
Right, here we are.
Right, so what's the.
It's a Nash Iconica.
Nash Iconica.
Yeah, well, I mean, the X18 set the standard for the industry.
Did it?
Yeah, and this is the X19. What are you staring at?
Nothing, sorry.
This is the X90, which is basically better than sex.
Really? I mean, I'll try and keep up with the, you know.
Feel the weight of that.
Mm. Gosh, yes, that's really sort of just right, isn't it? You know, nice and sort of.
Is that some sort of camouflage jacket you're wearing?
No.
I read Practical Photography. I don't think I've come across Nash Iconica.
You read Practical Photography?
Well, you know, I just.
What for?
Well, when I say I read it.
Oh, why didn't you say? No, I'm sorry. I completely misled you.
Well, no. I mean,
I kind of assumed you were a pro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really sorry. No, look, let's go back to the Technica. I mean, this will be fine for free. Sure.
No,
get a bit of sand in it. It's not going to make any difference.
The Nash Iconica, how much is
it? A bit of factor 15 here and there. I mean,
how much is the Nash Iconica?
Nash Iconica? It's 2,600. Well, obviously, that's terrifying for you, but I mean, for a pro, probably 20 minutes' work with some bird and a see through.
Is it compatible with a Hasselblad?
A what?
My camera's a Hasselblad. I mean, you know, one of my cameras.
Oh, right.
Is it compatible?
Yeah.
Right.
A see through what?
Right, this is the one.
Is it?
This is going to be a very special picture.
Right, good. Back at the house, there was just time for another bracing cup of coffee residue before going back up to the darkroom for a first look at the results of this morning's shooting in the eerie glow of the red light. After looking through the exposed film, it became transparent, well, it was already transparent, that one or two of the negatives were more positive than the others, which were completely negative. And so those were the two that Vaughan decided we should print.
Okay, nearly there. I'm really excited about this. I've got a very good feeling.
Mm. So you've got these shallow red trays here with the red liquid in them.
Okay, basically printing is a three-stage process. That one's developer.
Right.
This is fixer in here.
Right.
And that's stop.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's stop.
Oh, right, I see, yes. So they're all different sorts of chemical.
Well, developing fluid is actually acid.
Is it?
Yeah, and fixer.
Acid?
Well, sort of acid, yeah. That's why I was wearing gloves.
Right, so it doesn't eat through the gloves, does
no,
it?
No, not really. Not if you wash them after each.
Right.
It would do if you left it on, obviously.
Yes, obviously, yes.
Right, here we are. What do you think about that?
It's not. I mean, it's very. It's quite red, isn't it?
I think I'll wash it off before we turn the light on.
Yeah, I would too. Good idea.
This is just to clean off all the fixer.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, let's get the light on. Wow. Amazing.
My mother had quite a big...
That is a totally unique image.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the more successful you get, the more time you end up spending in town.
Really?
I mean, I don't mind, it's just the way the industry works. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I spend half my life going up and down Tottenham Court Circus.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was no time for lunch, apart from a quick bite of neat caffeine, because Vaughan had to be in London for what had the potential to be a crucial 1 o'clock meeting, but actually turned out to be a crucial 2 o'clock meeting because of an earlier inaudible incident on the Northern Line.
So, what is it exactly that you hope to get out? No, thanks. That's very kind of you.
Come on, it's no trouble.
No, really. I'm, you know, it's... So what exactly are you hoping...
Buy yourself some hot food. Go on, take it.
No,
I... You're going to have to take it.
No, but really, I... Okay, then. Thank you. Right, so, yes, with this meeting, what is it that if things go well, might possibly...
We've got to get off here.
Oh, right, okay.
Good old convent guard.
Yes.
Hello, Vaughan. Nice to meet you.
Hi, yeah, you too. Sorry about the delay.
Oh, don't worry about it. I just rescheduled. And sorry you had such a...
Oh, yeah. Miranda, meet Roy. He's just sort of with me.
Right. Hi, Troy.
Hello. It's not actually...
Come and sit down and we'll have some coffee.
Thank you. It's actually...
I'm just going to put a rug on that chair if Troy doesn't mind.
No, of course not. But, yeah, I'm sorry about my... you know, it looks a bit... a few little holes and so on.
Quite big now, in fact.
Are they? Yes. No, so I dropped some acid earlier.
Yes, well, I hope it was worth it.
Pardon?
Miranda Wellesley is picture editor for the magazine section of a well-known national Sunday newspaper, which we can't mention for obvious typographical reasons. After many months of trying, Vaughan has finally managed to get 20 minutes of her busy time in order to show her his portfolio, after failing to get any of her free time, which has already been taken up with important things. For Vaughan, it's an opportunity that will only come once, and perhaps not even then.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by faces with non-standard features.
Yes, well, that's obvious.
I mean, in this photograph.
Oh, I see.
What I was interested in here was the way this guy's ears seem to fight each other.
Were you?
Yes. There's one here, look, mm-hmm. and the other one.
If you just stay over there.
Oh, right, yes, okay.
And these are just a few studio shots I've done recently.
Right, yes.
What I'm really mm-hmm. trying to achieve in the way I work and what I'm mm. about is to use the camera as a fourth eye, so mm. that...
Good. Well, Vaughan, thank you very much for letting me see your... what's that one?
Oh, yeah, that's one I did. In fact, I did that one very recently.
Gosh,
how on earth did you achieve that effect?
Yeah, how I did it was...
So you used Troy as a model?
Well, it's just... You see, I'm quite
pleased with it. It's much more representative of what I, you know...
It's a surreal image.
Well, my mother had, you know, quite a big... sort of pronounced...
Yeah, I mean, I'm very pleased. I'm hopeful.
Are you?
I know how these people work.
You? Good.
I mean, they never say anything positive, obviously.
No. Well, in that case, it went...
Right, this is Winchester coming up.
Oh, right.
I mean, now, when I phone her up, she'll be able to picture her face.
Yes, good.
You've still got quite a bit of powder on your eyebrows.
Have I? Right.
Boy, jeez, you've left your sleeve behind.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be better with Sarah Johnson at the front.
Yes, come on, John.
All right.
Come on.
All right, stop pulling me around on the ground.
By 4 o'clock, we were back in Vaughan's studio.
And Patricia and Howard, we try you behind again, standing.
Oh, yes, we were much happier with that, weren't we, Howard?
I can't remember what we were happier with.
Come on, Dad.
And you're still looking, I don't know, a bit stiff, Harold.
Come on, John, smile. Could be worse.
Patricia Cooper is approaching her 40th wedding anniversary to Harold, who's also approaching it, but from a slightly different angle.
Yeah, and Harold, just a thought, what would happen if you lost your glasses?
Well, Pat would have a real go at me, and then she'd eventually find them.
You mean to take them off, Dad?
I see.
I don't have a go at you, darling. It's just that it takes you forever to find them.
Yeah, I like that. Starting to look interesting. Gives me a lot more to work on.
Oh,
and Sarah, you're looking a bit tense. What about if you dropped your shoulders?
You're about 10 years late for that.
When their daughter Sarah made the joint decision that she and her husband John would like to have a portrait photograph of her parents taken professionally to mark the event, Patricia decided that she and Harold were so touched that they'd like Sarah and John to be in the photograph as well. And without hesitation, Sarah and John disagreed.
Okay. Now, I know you were thinking in terms of a colour portrait, and this is me.
Yes, I think so.
But I'm just going to...
Yes. Now that Harold spent all that time choosing a new tie.
Oh, did you choose it? Well, I've always been taken in for some socks.
I'm just going to work with black and white first for a while.
I've already been here for a while.
John.
Just to give you an option and see what that throws up.
Okay, that sounds lovely, Vaughan. That's okay, Mum, isn't it? Of course, darling. I'm sure Vaughan knows what he's doing. John?
What? I didn't say anything.
In fact, looking at you now, I think I might just change to the National Comic for lens.
Oh, bloody fantastic.
John.
What do you say?
He's just changing to the Nishikonical, darling.
Nishikonical?
Conical.
It's the lens.
It's a conical lens.
Well, okay, this won't take a second. It's just a bit, the engineering is so precise on these that sometimes they can be a bit...
I hardly need a conical lens at my age, not with these legs.
No, I don't believe this. It's not actually comical.
You haven't seen them. These trousers are deceptive.
No, I mean it. Are they?
Well, they should be, darling. They're from Gives and Hall.
Unbelievable.
Look, we went through all this last night.
Interesting use of the word we.
I'm sorry about this. It's just proving a bit. It's not quite...
I mean, there's a bloody photo booth at the station. I walk past it every day.
Shut up.
Go in there one at a time and then sellotape them together.
It's a very expensive lens. It's a tremendous... Men's voice just all right. It feels, you know, really...
Has he only got one sleeve?
No, it's...
It's just fashion, darling.
Actually, Roy...
Yeah?
Whilst I'm just doing this, could I ask you to just do me a favour?
Yes, of course.
I can tell already that I'm going to have a bit of a shiny problem with John's nose.
Are you?
Yeah. You couldn't just do the business with the Johnson's baby powder, could you?
His nose?
Just to save time.
Well...
It's under the table.
Christ, is it?
No, the talc.
Oh, yes. Right, right. Right. Yes? Hello?
What?
Well, it...
Are those holes in your jacket?
Well, they're just, it's...
What do you want?
They
look like holes to me. I mean, you should, look.
They're not holes, Harold. Honestly, no. It's just a pattern. You haven't got your specs on.
Have I? Where are they?
It's your nose. What?
Of course, they are holes. No, they're not, Seth.
No, it's just one or two little marks, actually, that got...
What about my nose?
Well, I wondered.
Where are my glasses?
They're in your top pocket, Dad.
I mean, I was just passing, you know, just passing your nose, and I wondered whether you,
whether it what?
Oh, what is it? That tie, Dad? No, it's not. It's actually his skin. Do you remember you used to do it with your jeans when you were?
Oh, be quiet.
Don't you talk to my mother like
both
that?
Both of you, just shut up.
Almost there now. Just a question of just working out exactly how this lens fits.
What is this about?
Well, what I was going to
say. Oh, my glasses. They're in your bloody top pocket. What is this about my nose?
Don't you talk to my parents like that.
I'll round him, Nicky.
It's all right, darling. You don't mind.
Well, in fact, if you sit still for a minute.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
If you're right, Sarah, they are. It is his skin. I know it is. And his legs, look. John, don't let him
touch it. It's not bloody compatible.
If you just stay
still. Get off me.
Get off him.
Let me see this.
Just a little.
I don't believe it. They're not bloody compatible. You bastard.
It won't take much.
Get off.
Might be an idea to keep your mouth closed.
Right, that's it.
Professional photography sits rather like a mule between the horse of the commercial world and the donkey of the art world. For those who succeed, it offers independence, variety, excitement, even glamour. For those who fail, it offers nothing,
obviously. Yeah, I think you know from an early age whether you're a photographer or not.
Right.
Do you want some more ice for your eye and, you know, nose?
No, it's fine, you know, it's nothing.
It looks worse than it is.
Oh, good. Pardon?
Somewhere in between these two extremes comes the middle, which is where photographers like Vaughan Richards have their daily tripods, their aspirations focused through their own lenses, often automatically, on the depth of distant field that, with luck and reasonable light, will develop into a perfectly exposed and fully stopped future.
It's something you are, rather than something you do. Photography is something that chooses you.
Yes.
What are you wearing some sort of red long johns, or...?
No. Why?
Oh. Right. I think we'd better get you in the shower.
No, I don't think so.
Let's get those trousers off now.
Actually, I think, honestly, it does stink. Trust me.
Roy Mallard would like to give a special thank you to Chris Langham, and also to Bill Nye, Caroline Berry, Ian Mickey, Carla Mendonca, Polly Adams, John Hartley, Nigel Lindsay, Daniel Schlesinger, Peter Hall, Rex Brough, and Dawn Ellis. The programme was written by John Morton and produced by Paul Schlesinger.